Litzvoinoi Shay Yerushalayim. On the southern side of Yerushalayim, v'chutz l'sholosh machnas. It has to be outside all three machnas, even outside Yerushalayim. It's outside machnas Shechina the Azorim, outside the Azorim, the Harabai is the machna Leviyah, and outside the Yerushalayim. So Rashi says, why Tzvoino? She'kol ma'isa chattas b'tzofen. Whatever you do with the korban, chattas is always done on the tzofen side. So here the mitzvah of these porim and the sira and the srofim, you take it outside Yerushalayim on the north side. Rabbi Yosi says, no, abeis ha'desh in the srofim. You burn it the same place where you put the deshin. There's a mitzvah to take out the deshin when the mizbeach is too full of ashes. You take out the deshin outside chutz l'gimel machnois, where you put it down there, and that place is the place where you're supposed to burn the Purim HaNetzrachim also. And Rashi says, Abeis HaDeshin, Tzorach Sheyaktin L'Shem, or L'Shem Deshin HaMizbeach. You have to first put in that place the deshin, the ashes of the Mizbeach. She'enikra Koydom L'Chein Mokim Shefach HaDeshin. It has to be called the place of Shefach HaDeshin. Now, Mechlal HaTanakama Loi Tzorach. This is Rabbi Yosi's Chiddush, and HaTanakama doesn't hold from this. Like it says, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Abeis HaDeshin Esrofim. Now, Omar Rova, Man Tana, the Polagoled Rabbi Yosi. Who is the Tana that argues on Rabbi Yosi and holds that the place where you burn these Purim and Esrofim is not on top of the Deshin? The Mar says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it goes according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. To Tanya, we learn like this. The Pasuk says, El Shefech HaDeshin Yisorf. That you're supposed to burn these Purim and Esrofim Al Shefech HaDeshin. So, Tanakama, which is Rabbi Yosi, holds, that there should be deshin there first. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. That first you have to have the deshin there, and at the place where they put the deshin, where they take the ashes off the mizbech and take it outside Yerushalayim, on that mokum is where they burn the Purim HaNetzrachim. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, I mean, no, it just means mishupach. Not that the Pasuk says where you burn the Purim HaNetzrachim is El Shefech HaDeshin. It doesn't mean mamish there has to be deshin there. It just means the place to be slanting, that if there was ashes there, the ashes would drip down. Rashi says, Rav Lezer ben Yaakovi, Tiyoma lo yashminon elo, shihe mekoimoy modron. We only know from this Pasuk, El Shefech HaDeshin, that the place where you're burning the Purim HaNetzrachim should be a slanty place. Shihe dish dishne mishtapich. That if there are ashes there, the ashes will slide down. But not that you have to burn it on top of the place where you have ashes from there before. So Amalei Abaye says back, no. What's the raya of Lezer ben Yaakov argues in the Tanakama? V'dilma b'mekoyma mishupach hu depligi. Maybe even Reb Lezer ben Yaakov also holds that you have to first have the deshin there. You first have to have the ashes there that you took off the Mizbeach and brought it outside Chutz L'Yerushalayim. And on top of the ashes, that's where we'll burn the Purim HaNetzrachim. So what is Reb Lezer ben Yaakov adding? He's adding that not only on the same place, but that place also has to be mishupach. It also has to be a slanty place. That's the machlokes. Rashi says, "V'dilma b'mekayim mishupach hu depligi." Umoyde Reb Lezer ben Yaakov shiyaktim shom deshin. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov maybe is also moyde. You have to first have the ashes there. Elo deboyi nami mekayim mishupach. He adds another thing from this pasuk. Elo shefach hadeshin means that the place where you want to burn the Purim HaNetzrachim, not only does it have to be burnt on top of the ashes that you took off the base from the mizbeach, but it also has to be in a slanty place. So right, according to this pshat, we won't know who the Tanakhama that argues on Rabbi Yosi. Now Rabbi Yosi says you have to burn the Purim HaNetzrachim Abeis HaDeshin. The Tanakhama, Mashma, doesn't say that. He just says that be it soft inside of Yerushalayim, it's enough. So who the Tanakhama is, according to Abaye, we don't know. Tana Rabbonim. The Bryce says like this, that we have Serif. The Pasuk says whoever burns the Purim HaNetzrachim, they become Tomei, and even their Begodim also. The Pasuk says they have to wash their Begodim. So hasaref matam avagodim v'loy hamatzis es or, not the person that lights the fire, but the person that burns these Purim HaNetzrachim, these special chatois that you brought lefnim inside. The mitzvah is to burn it. When shash you're burning it, the koyin that's oisik and burning it, he is matam is begodim, but not the person stam that makes the fire v'loy hamasadeh es amarocha, and not the one that stam sets up the wood for the fire. Now v'ezu yasaref. Who is considered the one that's burning the Purim that he has a tumas begodim? Zeha masayeya b'shas reifa. That b'shas you mamish burning the meat of these Purim, of these oxes, b'shas you burning it, whoever's doing it, he has tumas begodim on him. Now yochel I would think, af mishana sefer, let's say even after the you burnt it so much already that the par became into ashes already. and now you take a new change, now a new coin. Okay, I'm not sure, maybe it's even Israel. Somebody else takes over now. Another party takes over and he burns it, even after it became ashes. How do I know? Yochel, I would think, metamim, it's also metamim begodim. Talmud Lomar, no, the pasuk says, oisam, when it's still a power. Oisam metamim begodim, v'loy mishanasa eifam metamim begodim. It's only when Yosik and burning the power, oisam mashma, still has to have a shame power. It has to be called an animal still, and not when it's an ashes. When it's an ashes already, it's not called oisam, there's no tumas begodim. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, ha-par metama. He dashes the word ha-par. It has to have a shame power. Not only if it's not an ishes, but it has the biggest stage. It has to be called the shame power. Nita ha-boser. Let's say it gets burnt up so much that the pieces are like cut. The pieces are burnt up like a charcoal already, even though it's not ishes yet. Just nitach. Shalom ha-nitach. It melts down or it comes into pieces already, but it's burnt well. How do I know? Einim matama begodim. Rabbi Lezer, he says this, that einim matama begodim. That's Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon's pshat. The pasuk says ha power, that you only matami begodim when you're burning the power. It has to have a shame power. It's called an ox, and not afterwards burnt up red. That's like charcoals. But the more my benayu, what's the chil between the Tanakama and Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon? So more answers, ikib benayu deshav yecharucham, that you already burnt the meat of the ox like a coal. So ashes it didn't become yet. It's still like a piece of meat, but it's burnt completely. So if you need ashes, you'll still be metame begodim now, because it's not ashes yet. It's only charucha, it's a gesunta burnt piece of meat. But if you learn like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, by the post it says hapar, it has to be called you're burning the ox. So once the ox is so burnt that the shavi charucha, it's not called an ox anymore. You won't be metame begodim anymore. So Rashi says hasarif. Hamasasek b'tzorches refosin degufon. Whoever is oisik b'shas yamamish burning these axes, dechsev oisam v'goyin hamasayaya b'shas refa. Whoever is helping out b'shas the burning these axes, their matama that begodim come to me. Vaytan islek Reb Shimon diyein matama begodim asher yutzas b'hen or. That's what the Mishnah says. According to Reb Shimon, that when you matami begodim by these poramanas rofim, not when you take it out of the first machna, and not even out of Yushalayim, but only after the fire starts to get a hold of it. And when the fire gets a hold of rove of the meat, that's when you matami begodim. So up until when? Up until the Tanakhama says it become ashes, and according to Reb Shimon, up until it's still cold power, it's still cold like meat. So nafkamina is a trash, the shav yecharucham. The avenita chabosar. The boser is like burnt will. But it's not called ashes yet. So maybe latana kamo metamin achiyasu wafer the oisam karinim be. Up until it's not ashes yet, it's still called you're burning part of the power of the ox, and you have tumas begodim on you. Of the Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, the shav yecharucham. Once it became burnt very well, le metama the le par mik. It's not called the par anymore. So somebody changed over that after they burnt up the ox. Up until it got burnt very well, now another person took over. According to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, he would not have tumas begodim, because it was not called a par anymore. So the Mishnah, Omru ler the kohen gadol. Now, after they sent out the lazozel to the midbar, they came back a messenger. Omru ler the kohen gadol. They told the kohen gadol, Hegiya soil the midbar. You should know the soil lazozel reached the midbar ready, and then the kohen gadol could start doing the next avodas. Like Rashi says. Sheinu Rishoya Lahaskel Biavoida Acheres. The Kohen Gadol can't start doing another Avoidom at Shegiya Soil the Midbar until the Soil Azazel reached the Midbar. Shenema Veshilach Esas Soil by Midbar. Viacha Kain Vieschela Vachatas Yakram Zbechom. As after they sent the Azazel to reach the Midbar, then you'll have to start doing the rest of the Avoidah. So the Kohen Gadol had to wait until they told him, you should know he reached the Midbar. How did the Kohen Gadol that's in the Beis Hamikdash, how did he know that this Kohen took the Azazel already to the Midbar, which was Yud Beis Mil outside Yerushalayim? How did he know he got there so far already? Well, that's how far Tzoyk is, but it's pretty far out. We'll soon see. It's far out of the Yerushalayim. How did the Kohen Gadol know? And the Gemara, the Yukoyes, Hoyu Asuyin, they made special people, like messengers. Umanifin Besudrin, they put themselves like a few a mile away, and they used to have handkerchiefs. They waved themselves. When Manifim Besudrim, they would wave a handkerchief. The Yoidim Shigiya Soil Midbar. The other had a long chain of people that as soon as the last person saw the soil reach the Midbar, he would wave his handkerchief, and the guy way down the road would see it and wave his handkerchief, and he said until they reached Yerushalayim, till the Beis Hamikdash, and they told the Kohen Gadol. The Rashi says, Tirikois means Bnei Adam Oimdim Yerushalayim Letzoik. There were a whole line of people standing, like in the distance, from Yerushalayim up until Tzoik. Each person could see the way the next one waved his handkerchief. The next one saw it down the line, and they kept on making this waving until they told the Kohen Gadol. Om Rabbi Yehuda, V'haloi simin gadol hoyolem Yerushalayim v'yad beis chidudai. You know, it's a very big simin what happened here. You have to have a whole relay system from Yerushalayim until beis chidudai. Now, beis chidudai, that's the beginning of the Midbar. You should know that shloisha milin, it's mamash 3 milin. So that's a pretty far distance. So Rashi is ad beis chidudai, who rosh ha-midbar, that's the beginning of the Midbar. V'shom niskayim v'shilach ha-sasor ba-midbar. You ready to mekayim the posik that you sent it to the Midbar. In other words, this time holds, you don't have to throw it off the cliff. It's enough just as soon as the soya reaches the Midbar, that's considered your mekayim the mitzvah, that now the Kohen Gadol is allowed to continue doing his avodah. So all he had to know is that the soya reached the Midbar. So he's saying the chura like it was a big simin you have to have. Baloi simin gadol hoylem yishlaim yad beis chedudah sholosh milin. It was 3 mil. So the ma'aseh was like this: holchin mil. That one to the people from Yerushalayim used to walk the first mil out of Yerushalayim, and that's the tchum Shabbos. You're allowed to walk the chayzrin mil. Then they walked back a mil. So b'kitza, by the time they came home, they named on that the person already walked 2 mil towards the midbar. Then they waited another 18 minutes. That's another way to tell. In other words, interesting that you have a right to Nemon that he zicha went straight and didn't have any traffic and didn't faint on the way. He kept on going. So the people from Yerushalayim just walked the first mill, the Tchum Shabbos, which is a mill. They walked outside with him. And then that person kept on going another 2 mil to reach the Midbar, because they turned around and came back home. So by the time they came home, that was another mil. And then they waited. When they got home, they waited another mil. So that's how they knew the shear of 3 mil. After that shear, they named on most probably the person reached the Lazos, reached the Midbar, and then the Kohen Gadol could start doing his avodah. Now the Mishnah goes on. It's a shal. It's really part of the Mishnah. Some said it's a brisa. The Gerua B'Klal takes it out of the Mishnah. But our issue is Rabbi Yishmael Leina, V'aloi simin acher hoy lehem. There was another simin, how the Kohen Gadol knew that they already did the mitzvah of the soya, they brought it to the Midbar. Why? Because Loshen sells the Hurriya, Soya Kosher, Apischo Shalechel. That's what we had before in the Braitha. And the Shmuel holds that at this time still they were noig. They had the string, the red string, the red woolen string. They didn't only tie it by the Lazozel and the seller by the Tzaik, but they tied it also in the Pischo Shalechel. They had it tied up. Ugeshegiya Soya the Midbar. And as soon as the soya reached the midbar, right away, hoyer haloshin malbin. Right away, the string changed white. Shenem, what the pasuk says, emiyu chatoichem kashanim kashelog yabinum. Like if you do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will whiten the chatoim. So he changed around this red string into white. That was the simon that Hashem was mechapa them. And vice versa, that was also the simon that they already reached the midbar to do the avoidah of the soya. Yeah. Omer Abayi says, that Shema mean if Mal Mishnah we have a raya Beis Chedudai ba Midbar Kaima. That this place called Beis Chedudai, that was the beginning of the Midbar where they found the cliff and they threw the Lazozel off. For Hakam Ashman, there's another chiddush here also, that the Sava Rabbi Yehuda, if you holds that Kivan Shegiya Soyla Midbar Nasis Mitzvosin. As soon as the Soyer reached the Midbar, even before you throw him off the cliff, it's called you did the mitzvah of sending out the soyer Lazozel b'Midbar. Like the pasuk says, v'shilach oisa b'Midbar, send it to the Midbar. So as soon as it reaches the Midbar, you're ready to mekayim that mitzvah. And like the Mishnah says, right as soon as the Kohen Gadol knows that, the Kohen Gadol has the right to start doing the rest of the avoidis. Lafuki, I don't say the Kohen Gadol has to wait until not only did they reach the Midbar, but they have to also go up the high cliff to Tzoik and throw them off the cliff. That's the chiddush no. As soon as it reaches Beis Chedudai, which is the beginning of the Midbar, that's enough. That's called Nasas Mitzvosai. Like Rashi says, Umas Chalikras Aparsha. As soon as the Sawyer reached the Midbar, right away the Kohen is allowed to start his next avodah. We'll see the next Mishnah. The Kohen Gadol starts saying the Kriya. He starts reading the Parshis that talks about Yom Kippur.
hold of it.
This man even doesn't hold like that at the end part of the Mishnah. That's only Rabbi Shmuel says. We're not going like Rabbi Shmuel. We didn't have the string there. Like Kopon Mishnah says, when he reached Beis Chedudoi, that's enough. So that's the Chiddush, that even though Beis Chedudoi is only the beginning of the Midbar, that's what Abaye says, and that's enough to be called Nasa Mitzvosai. And you don't need pushing it off the Tzoik. How do you know Lech Roshnei Sirin? So that's the Mishnah. After the Maisa now, after the Kohen Gadol knows, claw, that the Sawyer reached the Midbar, now Boloi Kohen Gadol Likris. The Kohen Gadol now goes to reach from the Torah the Parshis of Yom Kippur. Im Rotzel Likris the Big Day Boots Kohra. If he wants to read with the white begotten that he's wearing, Khuri is still wearing his Big Day Lovin. If he wants to, we can read the Sefer Torah when he's wearing these Big Day Lovin. Even though it's not called an avoida, and the Gemara will bring a right from here that the Kohen is allowed to use his begodim even shlei b'shas avoida. That's the Mishnah says. If the Kohen Gadol wants to read it wearing his dalet begodim, the four white begodim, he's allowed to. V'yim lav, if he doesn't want to, he's allowed to take off his four begodim and kara b'yitzdulis loven mishaloi. Let him wear his own white robe, even though it's not a big day kuna. It's because this is not called an avoida. Just reading the parsha from the Torah in front of the people is not called an avoida. So really, you don't need big day kuna. So if he doesn't want to wear his big day lovin, he has a right to take it off and stand put on any white robe that he has, his own white robe. Rashi, in Rotzalik is a big day boots. Shulavish achshav shavad bem avoida sayim. If the list lovish kimin cholok, stand, he can wear like a robe around him. Then what happens now? Chazin HaKnesses Noitel Sefer Torah. The Chazin takes the Sefer Torah. The Noist Noir LeRosh HaKnesses. And the Chazin gives it over to the President of the Shul, Rosh HaKnesses. The Rosh HaKnesses Noitel Sgan. The head of the Knesses, and this was the basic Knesset that was in the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash, right outside the Azara. That's where they had the Sefer Torah. So now they took it out of the basic Knesses and they gave it to the Kohen Gadol. So they gave it first, the Chazin gave it to the Rosh of the Knesset. Then the Rosh of Knesset gave it over to the Skan. He was second in charge of the Kohen Gadol. The Haskan, nice to the Kohen Gadol. And the second in charge, he gave the Sefer Torah over to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol oimid. And now the Kohen Gadol stood up on the Kabbal and he received the Sefer Torah. The Koira, and he read from the Sefer Torah. Where did he read? He read from the Pasha Achrei Mois, that talks about the Pasha of Yom Kippur. And then the Yach B'Yosser. And the Pashas Emor also talks about Yom Kippur. The Pasha of Yach B'Yosser, he also read. These two Pashas he read from the Sefer Torah. Then the Goylo Sefer Torah, the Medeglilo, O Manicho B'Chekoi. And he put the Sefer Torah down on his lap. The Yomer, and he said like this. In other words, even though we'll soon see he has to lay in another Pasha, in Pashas Pinchas, that talks about the Musafim, that he read Baal Peh. That he didn't read from the Sefer Torah itself. We'll soon see why. That's our core point. Before he started to read Baal Peh, he said, "V'yomer, people should know, Yosem imasha kerosi lefneichem kosev kan." Really, more than just these two parshas that I just read from you, his parshas Achrimos and parshas Emor is written in this Sefer Torah. In other words, people should not think that soon he's going to have to lay in the third parsha of Pinchas Baal Peh. So people shouldn't think, you know why he's reading about Peh? Because this is the Apostle Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah only has these two Pashas. It only has Achrimos and Emor in it. That's why he can't lane Pashas Pinchas in the Sefer Torah. So he has to tell them, no, that's not the reason why. You should know really the whole Sefer Torah is here. Hey, it's much more than I'm telling you right now is written in the Sefer Torah. But we'll see in the Gemara, there's another reason why he didn't lane Pashas Pinchas from the Sefer Torah. But rather did it about Peh, like the Mishnah says. He said, "V'yomer Yosef Mashakarisi Shekarosu Lefneichem Kosev Kan, O Ve'esar Shebuchum Hashapkudim Kerapir." That the Pashas Apkudim, which is Pashas Pinchas, the Pesukim they talk about the Musafim that you bring on Yom Kippur, that Pashas spoke out Bapir. He didn't say it inside; he learned it Bapir. And Rashi says, "Beis Haknesses means Hayisomach LiAzora." There was a Beis Haknesses near the Azora, or Bahar Habayis. Was in the base on the Har Habayis. Now, Chazan HaKnesses, the Shamash. The Shamash gave it over to the Rosh HaKnesses. What's called the Rosh? What's called the President? Al-Piv Nechtochim Tzorchi HaKnesses. He's the President. He passed Zoyz what we should do for Tzorchi HaKnesses. Mi Maftir, Mi Poyres Al-Shema. Who's going to get Maftir? Who's going to be the Poyres Al-Shema? Who will be the Tfilat Tzibur? Mi Yoiv Lof Ne'ateva. He tells the people what to do in the Shul, even though we call that the Shamash, but then the Shamash was done. The Shamash there was down the Shamash cleaning the floors. And then he had a gabbai. The president was called the gabbai. He took care of giving out aliyahs and making the shtir tzibah go down to daven. And then he gave it over to the Sagan, and the Sagan gave it over to the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol leaned, V'yach v'yoseh, sheva pashas emor alakhanim. Those two pashas, achri mois and emor, he leaned inside. V'yoyim, then the Kohen Gadol said, Yoisi v'mashe karisim, the Gemara before his time, why he had to say it? Shebechum ha-shat kudim, sefer v'yadaber, shemascha b'minyonoi shal Yisrael, his pashas b'midbar, that starts counting Klai Yisrael, or pashas pinchas, b'yoseh sefer. Pashas Pinchas is in Pashas Bamidbar. V'sham ha-musofin amurim. And there in Pashas Pinchas, it says the Pasha about the Musafim, what you brought on Yom Kippur, was Kerr up here. Time of the forest with Gemara, why? Now, after the Kohen Gadol finished laying these three Pashas, he made Brochus, or Mevorach Olea Shmoyne Brochus. Afterwards, he made eight Brochus, Ala Torah. The first Brochus was he made of the bracha brichas haTorah, like we say, like Rashi says on the Torah, bracha shalachreim hashenosalonu. Like we say, yes, again, aliyah, the bracha achrein hashenosalonu. That's what the Kohen Gadol also said. So Mefarshim speak out that Avadi made a bracha rishain also, but we're only talking about now the eight brachas that he made after the laying of the Torah. But who then it could be that he made the brichas haTorah first also before him? But that's not part of the cheshbon. We want to say now when he got finished laying, he made eight brachas. What are the eight brachas? First he said, Ashenosalonu. Then he said, V'yalho avoido, V'yalho do. He made a special bracha for the avoido, that a kodesh bracha should be mekabel the avoido, and then hoido, thank you, a kodesh bracha. The Rashi v'yalho avoido, Ritzei b'yamcho Yisrael, V'tirtzo avoido b'dvir b'secho. Sho'ischo levadcho b'yiroscho navid. That was the bracha he said. V'yalho haido, Moide manachnu loch, Ad ha-toiv loch, Al ha-toiv loch lohoidus. The brachas avoided was because he was doing avoided today. As after you bring the avoided, you're supposed to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's also after it say we say moedim. But he made a bracha on hoido. Then via machila soven, he made a bracha for the forgiveness. Rashi machul avin esenu biyom kippurim azir. Ad Melech Moichel Vesleach Lavanaseinu. He made this bracha on Yom Kippur, after the laning. Then the Al Hamikdash Bifnei Atzmoi. He made a bracha on the Mikdash Rashi Mispalal Hamikdash V'Choisim Boruch Shebocha Hamikdash. V'Yal Yushlaim Bifnei Atzmoi. V'Yal Yisro Bifnei Atzmon. V'Yal Yushlaim Bifnei Atzmoi. V'Yal Akhanim Bifnei Atzmon. V'Yal Shar HaTfilah. He made another bracha at the end Shemei HaTfilah. That's called Shar HaTfilah. The Rashi says, V'alakhanim, mispal alakhanim v'choisim boruch shebocha bezarva shalarin v'chena Yisrael v'al sharat filma forsh b'gemara. So the Gemara will go through exactly why these eight brachas he made. But these are the eight brachas he made after he learned from the Sefer Torah. Now the Mishnah says, Haroye Kohen Gadol kishu kareya. Whoever was inside like the Beis Hamikdash watching the Kohen Gadol when he learned these parshas on Yom Kippur, he should know the Metzias. He cannot see what's doing outside Yerushalayim. Pasha Gered, because they're too far away. In other words, the Mishnah is saying these two things happen at the same time. The same time the Kohen Gadol was laying in these Pashas, they were burning outside Yerushalayim, the Purim HaNesrofim, the Purim HaNesoyer. So male, the person couldn't be both places at the same time. So whoever was in the Beis Hamikdash saw the Kohen laying, could not be outside Yerushalayim, watching them burn the Purim HaNesrofim. Whoever was outside Yerushalayim when they were burning the Purim HaNesrofim was not able to see the Kohen Gadol lane. Now, not because there's an Isser, Elo Shoyse Derech Rechoika, because they were too far away. That's the Chiddush here, that both Melechas were done at the same time. At the same time the Kohen Gadol was laning from the Torah, the Pasha, at that same time they were burning the Purim HaNesrofim. So merely you couldn't be both places at the same time. So the Gemara, Midik Tani Bitzlis Lovon Mishaloi. It says he's allowed to wear his own white clothing. Michlal Dekri Alav Avoidi. You see, laning the Torah is not called an Avoida. If it was called an Avoida, you would have to have that Big Day Kuna. Ugetani, still the Mishnah says, Imrotzel Likras Big Day Boots, Korei. If he wants to learn the Sefer Torah wearing his regular four white begodim that he wears on Yom Kippur as Big Day Kuna, he's allowed to. So the Chura Shamat Mino, we have right from our Mishnah, that Big Day Kuna, Nitnu Lehenespen, that you're allowed to have enjoyment from your begodim even when you're not doing a Navoida. Like here, the Kohen Gadol is just laying the parashis, is not called an avoida, and still he's allowed to wear his bitei butz if he wants to. And we know it's a machlekes. Samura says no. Dil meshani kriya tzarech avoidehi. I tell you, this is a mitzvah of laying the parashis on Yom Kippur. It's called tzarechi avoida. Like you're laying the parashis to review the halacha, to say over what you're supposed to do. So since it's tzarechi avoida, maybe that's why you're allowed to do it, even though you're wearing big day kuna. Maybe really, when you're not doing an avoida, you have to take off your begodim right away. You're not allowed to have enjoyment from it. But here, the reason why you're allowed to lay with you wearing these begodim is because it's called tzarechi avoida. The iboilu, because really we have a shaila, the iboilu, we have a question. Big day kuna, nitnu lehenes ben, or loy nitnu lehenes ben? It's a short question. Are the kahanim allowed to have enjoyment from their begodim when they're not doing an avoida? Like Rashi says, noit nosen reshus lehenes ben, beloy shas avoida. When they're not doing work, they're not doing an avoida, are they still allowed to wear their big day kuna or not? So Toshima, come and bring your raya. Loy hoyo yishenim the big day kodesh. They did not sleep. The kahanim at night did not sleep wearing the big day kodesh. So it's a diyik. Shinahu deloy. Only they didn't sleep with it. Abhomechal achli. But they were allowed to eat when they were wearing the big day kuna. Eating is not called an avoida. So you see, they're allowed to have enjoyment from the begodim, even shlebeshas avoida. So Mar says no. Dilma shani achila tetzarech avoidhi. Maybe achila is different. Also, achila is called a tzarech of avoida. Why? Kedatanya. The posuk says, "V'yochlu oisam ashekupa behem." They're supposed to eat the korban, and then they have their kapara. So we darshin melamed shakahanim oichlim. The kahanim taki eats the meat. Let's say a korban chates, a korban shlamim, the oshim. The kahanim are allowed to eat from the meat, and the locher is when the kahanim eat, ubailam eschaprim. The bailam get a kapara. So we see eating from the meat, eating from the korban, is the chelik of the kapara, the forgiveness of the korban. So therefore, they're allowed to eat wearing the begodim. It's no raya, though, that maybe they're allowed to do something else with the begodim. So tomorrow, nochavir, shinhu deloy, mashmoni shini you're not allowed to do. Abohoyiluche mahalchin, but they're allowed to walk. If they want to, they can stop and take a walk throughout the day wearing their begodim. So you see, you're allowed to have enjoyment. So Gemara says, maybe no. Bidin wa tell you really, teheluche nami loy. Maybe they're not allowed to even walk with their begodim. Since the shloi b'shas avoida, they're not allowed to stand take a walk. V'seifit zrich loy. But the Sefer tells me a chiddush, that they're not allowed to sleep, so they have to take it off before they go to sleep.